This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Slacker and Steve.
Have that stupidity.
It is time.
Slacker and Steve's stories of stupendous stupidity.
Let's see. I have a 14-year-old boy in Ohio.
Okay.
Apparently he was home alone, and he started to hear some noises and stuff.
Can you describe the nature of the ruckus, sir?
Right. He heard someone trying to force open their garage door at home. So you got this 14-year-old boy who's home alone. He's like, what am I doing?
Oh, my God.
Well, he kind of kept his cool. He ran to the only weapon that he had handy, and that was his Nerf gun.
Okay.
But apparently when you cock this specific Nerf gun, it also sounds maybe like a shotgun.
Shut up.
So that's what the 14-year-old boy did. He heard the man yell out an expletive and then ran away. The guy took off and running.
Because he thought the kid was packing
a real shotgun. And the whole time it was just Nerf. Yeah, the potential thief hasn't been found at this time, but the 14-year-old boy, wow, look at him.
That's not bad.
I know, right?
Just a pro tip, what I did when I was young, and I was in that exact same situation.
Wow.
I had recorded an old movie, and I would play back the dialogue to the movie to scare the guy. I'd set up some ice by the stairs so they slipped.
Wait a second.
And then I had a blowtorch that went on their head when they opened the door.
Buddy, isn't that, that's a movie. That's already This is when I was
home alone.
Uh-huh, exactly.
They made a movie out of that.
Okay, whatever.
I mean, I may have shopped it to a couple of Hollywood script writers. It's better than a stupid Nerf gun.
Yes, the movie was awesome, buddy.
You're welcome, America.
You were a hero, yeah.
Well, later on, I ended up stranded in New York. They never did that one, did they?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Tell me there's not a Home Alone 2. I have ruined everything, haven't I? So I've got the it doesn't say. Let me see. Yes, it was. It was a woman who was driving down the road, and she saw a spider in her car.
Oh, here we go.
And it frightened her.
Yep.
A lot. She had three people in the car with her. The spider frightened her so much that she swerved and rolled the car.
Get out. Rolled it.
Yeah, they had to scramble everybody to the scene. They had ambulances, firefighters.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. And she was like, yeah, sorry. It was a spider.
Meanwhile, the spider's like, wow, people, chill out.
They took all the people to the hospital, except the spider. He just crawled out and went wow.
Later. See, peace out.
You know, when I was young, I had a pet spider
that used to write
messages in its web. It would be like...
You know, wait a second. I think that might be... I think you're thinking...
Charlotte's Web. Okay.
Well, okay.
I don't have a memory of my childhood. Those are all the stupid people we could find for today.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.